Shell hasn't yet received final permits for its Arctic drilling plans, but as KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports, the company is starting to send vessels north anyway.
Two of the company's support vessels, the Ivik and the Fenica, left on Alaska early this week for the Chukchi Sea. The icebreaker Tor Viking is expected to join them in the next few days. Together, the vessels will start prepping the drill site for the Noble Discoverer's arrival, Shell spokesperson Curtis Smith.
This is what planning for success looks like, and this is what efficiency looks like. And these are days, of course, in a shortened season already, that we want to use as efficiently as possible.
Smith says the company is not putting its Chukchi drilling plans on hold while the EPA considers proposed changes to the Noble Discoverer's air permit. Shell said last month it isn't able to meet the requirements of the permit and asked the EPA to make revisions. But Smith says those will take months and that in the meantime, the company is planning to drill anyways. Once Shell actually starts drilling, the EPA could determine the company is out of compliance with its permit and issue fines. The agency wouldn't talk on the record for this story. But the air permits are only one of the company's unresolved problems. Shell's oil spill containment barge, the Arctic Challenger, is still under construction in Bellingham, Washington. Once construction is finished, the barge will need to be inspected and approved by the Coast Guard. Smith thinks that can happen by next week.
And then hopefully in the days to come, given permit approvals, the rest of the fleet can move north as well.
The Department of the Interior has said previously that Shell's final permits are contingent on Coast Guard approval of the containment barge. Shell is also waiting for ice to clear from its Beaufort Sea prospects. National Weather Service ice forecaster Kathleen Cole predicts it will be at least a month before the ice is completely gone.
Well, I don't know how much ice they take, but the ice should be, out of that area, I would say sometime in early September, late August, early September. We still have a lot of ice up there to move.
Cole says that's not unusual for the Beaufort. Shell Smith says the company won't break its way to the drill site.
We have the best information and the best images right now in the world of the ice cover in the Alaskan Arctic. So, of course, we'll watch that closely, and as the ice moves out, we'll take our opportunity to move in.
For the time being, both of Shell's drill ships, along with a handful of support vessels, are still in Unalaska. I'm Stephanie Joyce.